I've always been fascinated with the art of storytelling, and that goes with my background with performing arts. When I was little, I danced. And so when we think about being able to convey emotion, you're doing it through action. And then leading up to just in our careers is like, how do you convey it in e-commerce and tech sales? You are always trying to capture emotion. So when you think of Apple, and you think about, okay, they're selling the product, but they're also selling a lifestyle. So when we think about it in real estate, is you are selling that lifestyle.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to the Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to the Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And today I have a very special guest who I met for the first time at our Play Bigger event this year. It's been absolutely amazing to see this woman show up, grow despite the challenges she faces, and truly play bigger.
Oh, thank you so much, Raquel. It's such a pleasure to be in this space with you, and yeah, just excited to see where this goes.
I love it, and I can't wait for our audience, our community, to hear from the one and only. Welcome to the show, Jermaine Segarra.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you for being on this show. There's a lot of questions that I want to ask you because you came into my world not too long ago, and I truly feel like I have known you for years. And I think it's just because it's been a crazy last few months. You've gone through some different changes, from changing brokerages, buying houses, outpacing your goals, to now like having a team.
Yes.
I want to know, what's the secret to you handling change, especially for those that are listening out there, with grace?
Oh, that's a loaded question. So, wow, where to start? So we are a husband and wife team. My husband, Jerry, and I have been in business together for 14 years, and we started as business partners. And through my entrepreneurial journey, I started about 16 years ago, and then met Jerry, and we've built multiple businesses in different industries. And what I'll tell you through, you know, we're tried and true with the challenges, and doing it with grace really is just leading with intention and making sure you're clear cut with your mission. And through all of that, Jerry and I have always kept each other grounded and always reminding each other that it's one day at a time.
I love that. I love that because a lot of times, and I see it, I don't know if it's just in agents or in the real estate industry, it's like when we make a change, we throw all these other things at once, right? But you have done such an amazing job, you and Jerry, at handling challenges, changes, right? Like as if it's seamless. And we know it's not always like that, but I love your answer where it's like you just remain grounded. And you guys also raise little ones and run a business. How do you balance the two for those that are listening that have family running a business with your partner, your husband in the business? How do you do both?
Oh, so we take a lot of pride in our family approach. We take the kids on with the business, previous businesses too. So like background with us is we were in tech sales about 20 years and also ran a salon and did e-commerce, and the kids have their footprint in each and every one of those businesses. And one we take pride in, because before marketplace would be like, don't show your kids, it's unprofessional. But you know what? I think it's okay to show what we really face, right? So we are mothers and we are fathers, and running those multiple businesses, we are doing it for them. So it's just so important to integrate them into your business because you just never know how much impact you're going to have on those kids. And I, very proud to say, like, Mace is like the little ambassador for Hope to Movement, and he knows when to pull out that yellow box because we've closed another deal. And being five and knowing when and where to do it, it's just really shows that he is really part of that journey.
Oh my gosh, I love that you brought up the kids, how you've integrated the kids in your lifestyle and in business, and how Mace is a ambassador. So for those that don't know, what is the Move to Hope movement?
Oh, okay. So it is one of the Play Bigger with Leah Valencia. So we actually met Leah through the Play Bigger event earlier this year, and Jerry and I just resonated with the mission of being able to help fund homeless, like a homeless charity, to each purchase of this keychain. And so during our closing gift, we actually gift this basket, and it also includes that keychain. So each purchase of that goes through a proceeds towards the homeless shelters.
And you guys, if you want to know more information, check out her stories because the way that they incorporate that movement is absolutely like amazing. And I know it's like a story that will always be remembered by not only the families, but also the charities. Okay. So one thing that you've said quite a bit is I love that you lead with heart. And I believe that there are some people out there that believe in culture or heart and relationship, and then you really truly see like what they're all about. But when it comes to you guys are like the opposite. You guys like commit to something. You guys are genuine. You guys show up. You guys show up for your community, for people. You are ambassadors, right? And there's really no alternative motive. And so it's no surprise when I think about your business and your core values. What does it actually mean when you guys say you lead with heart? How does that show up?
Yes, with Jerry and I, and just how we operate with, first and foremost, with each other, and how we show up in our marriage, is always leading with intention. That gets thrown out often, but we really, really focus on that. And then that translates to how we parent, and then into our internal team. And so, leading with heart, you have to really get grounded in how you can have a bigger footprint into your community. And it starts really internally with your team. And so now, growing a team now with Dream Real Estate Group in our new brokerage at Real, is we want to be able to attract like-minded individuals who truly carry that heart, and being able to be in a position where we are giving a dream, we are opening a dream to all these families. It's truly a gift where you have to figure out how your impact is going to resonate with all the families that you're going to be meeting with.
I love that. You guys brought up Dream Real Estate, right? You just started this team. It's like I said, it's been amazing to watch you guys grow from leaving your jobs to building this business to outpacing your goals. And now this team called Dream Real Estate. Where does Dream Real Estate come from?
Oh man, it happened so quickly. We've gone through a few transitions this year, and we feel so at home where we transitioned more recently. And Dream Real Estate is a collective of everyone that is part of it. And we want to be able to create a space where agents are able to thrive and be able to support their families, not just Jerry and I, this is everyone. And so Dream really is a collective of everyone that's involved.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And so, as you guys lead this team, how important is leadership?
Oh my gosh, leadership is everything. Jerry and I have ran teams in the past, and the pillar of leadership is everything. You have to get really clear on your team members' goals, right? So you have your goal for your team, but in order to really expand and be successful, you have to understand what the drivers are and truly be vested wholeheartedly into where they want to be and meet them where they're at as well. Because if you know where they want to be, you're able to communicate with them. They have their own love language, right? You have team members that want their numbers driven. And so you lead with that. But then you have ones that need a little bit more handholding in terms of just navigating through conversation. And it's so important to, with a consultation or application when they get into your team, to understand how, what their drivers are. So you can really be customized. You can build a customized roadmap for your team members.
I love that. Now, do you and Jerry split the different roles when it comes to running the team?
We do. We say this often, is we're polar opposites in personality, but what's really great in how we function as a husband and wife team, and now being able to be team leads in Dream Real Estate Group, is that he is very systems, right? And I take care of like the marketing, advertising, building those relationships. Jerry's really good at interpersonal relationships, but I am not shy. I love to be out and open. And if I can bring out opportunities for our team members, I will be the first one to put their names out there.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So if you had to start all over, knowing what you know today, right? Through all your changes, what would you do first for those that are listening or that may have a down year for their business?
Oh man, if I could share, this year has been one that we will always look back on because we have had a ton of challenges this year just with like transition and also on a personal level. And what I will say is during all of this, trying times will test character. And so it really brings out like your true intentions with everything that you do. So if you have, you know, trying times, you will see the people that will be supporting you, and then how you also show up. I'm going to be vulnerable at this moment, but like during a lot of this transition, my husband, Jerry, was experiencing some symptoms of just kind of like fatigue, and we weren't sure what was going on. You know, there was a lot of action going on with real estate, which is also amazing. But then we forget about the whole person and just kind of what we deal in the back end. We were seeing something was a little bit off. When we were going through our leadership and trying to figure out where we want to be, we found out that my husband was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and it has tested our family. And I could say that we are coming out of this stronger. We are supported by so many amazing people, people that we've met just this year that have reached out to us, and Raquel being one of them. I was very protective of this information because, as you know, being in the public and the way that you run your business, clients are constantly looking at your Instagram, constantly seeing how you interact. And they want to see if you have everything. In all honesty, being an entrepreneur, you're pulled in so many different directions. And so when we found this out, we were going through a transition. And so where everything that had led up to that was because we wanted the best for our family, being able to provide the best for our family. And so when we decided to transition, a lot of people didn't know what we were going through. It was just kind of like, there was alternative motives of why they wanted to leave. And while all these rumors were circulating, it was hard. It was hard because we were getting hit by all these different things. And all we wanted to do was just get through another day, because we just didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring. So I think with Jerry and I in our leadership and just within each other, it requires a lot of trust. So I told them, like, love, this is a great opportunity for us to transition to a brokerage where we feel very connected to. And so when we made that decision, you have to just be very confident that you're doing the best thing for your family. And at the end of the day, you have to be fully confident that that is your intention. And it's always been that.
Oh my gosh. First of all, Jermaine, thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for sharing. I didn't know where the conversation, when I get on these interviews, right? I never know where they're going to go to. They're never like pre-planned. And so I want to, number one, thank you for your heart. Thank you for your vulnerability, because I know people that are listening to this, maybe in the car or listening to it at work. I think you said it right. Sometimes you never know what people are actually going through. And if you really get to know people and you actually get past the surface, is where you get true heart and you actually get to know. I might have chills all over just like even thinking about that, those moments of there was a bigger mission that you guys had, and it got tested over and over, regardless of rumors, regardless of all the things out there that could come out to destroy you. And you guys came out of it with heart, with leadership, with a new environment. And now that as you see this, and we're talking about this, whether it's like a brokerage or not, it's just even the environment that carry you and lift you up, yeah. Right? Like through challenging times that not everybody always gets to know about and not are privy to the information. But then you go and you look back and go, wow, there was a reason why all that stuff happened. And I think you'll look back at it, you and Jerry, over and over of, I'll never forget that, those moments, those small moments that made the biggest difference in our lives and the people that carried us through all of that, especially. And I wish speedy recovery for sure for the family, for you guys. And I know that you guys will continue to shine. And it, how crazy it is, as I think about even your new like brokerage, right? Like how many other things came up as updates that's going to help your family. And they didn't even know, right? Like it's pretty cool to just see all the different things that they came out with. And I feel like that was just so aligned without them even knowing, right? So what would be, you talked about social media, let's shift gears. And you talked about social media, you're the creative one while Jerry's the systems person. Yes. And I always tell people, if I posted everything that they've tagged me on, right? And those of you that are listening that know them, right? Like my stories would be filled with just the cigars or Dream Real Estate for sure. And I just love seeing their update. I love how much they care. I love how they love creating community. But like when it comes to social media, how did you develop your strategy for social media? Because I think that you guys are one of the best at the game.
Oh, I appreciate that. I've always been fascinated with the art of storytelling. And that goes with my background with performing arts. When I was little, I danced. And so when we think about being able to convey emotion, you're doing it through action. And then leading up to just in our careers is like, how do you convey it in e-commerce and tech sales? You are always trying to capture emotion first because, and it's all different facets, right? So you have the five senses. So when you think of Apple and you think about, okay, they're selling the product, but they're also selling a lifestyle. So when we think about it in real estate is you are selling that lifestyle. So you lead with that. But also the one thing that we love to do is to highlight our clients. They are absolutely like the center of everything that we do. And they are truly the heroes in the story because they took the chance on you to be their real estate advisor. They took a chance on themselves and their family to be able to put themselves in a position where they are building generational wealth. And so all of that takes a lot of trust. So what we like to do is to show those B-rolls, right? If we're on key day, I'll take my video camera or my cell phone and I'll just take small clips. And you find that the clients appreciate that so much because they're in the moment. But there's something about filming those 30 seconds where they're always going to remember that. They're going to be able to put that in their archives in their phone and remember Jermaine and Jerry, they were there. They were there through and through. And to be able to have those impact and showcase that through social media, when you think of strategy, right? And it's, and again, you want to be clear cut of like how you want to approach things. And so it's always with intention and you want to be genuine about it, right? Mm-hmm. So when we showcase our clients, we are just so, so excited to show them the journey from just an example, we do a lot of new builds, new construction homes, to see their land and then their framework and then them coming to visit and do their walkthrough. Can you just imagine when they look back 10 years from now and they're ready to upgrade their home and they're seeing that process, you are every bit a part of that footprint. And so I think there's so much to that where the clients feel so invested in you as a real estate advisor, but as well as their own journey and that they can really look back and say, hey, like we did it.
Yeah, I love that. Now, what would be three things that you think every agent or entrepreneur should do when it comes to those special moments or it just comes to the social media?
I think one is what message are you trying to convey, right? And so just an example, if you want to attract first-time homebuyers? Are you showcasing that into your storytelling? If you are looking to enter in the luxury space, does your branding support that? So being clear-cut with your avatar is one, is who do you want to target? And two, is your branding? And then three, the execution of how you want to do that. Because consistency is going to be key, right? And you talk about that with us all the time in our Play Bigger Mastermind. It's like we have all these ideas, all these amazing things from different programs and speakers that we have. But like you say, it's nothing if you don't execute it. So I think being sure that you execute on those things.
Love it. What's the one thing, thinking about like implementation and execution, what's the one thing that you've implemented this year that has been an absolute game changer for your business?
One thing? Oh, that's so hard. There's so many.
Okay, maybe a few things.
Okay. Well, with social media, as my husband isn't here today, but I, as a husband and wife team, I challenged him, right? For someone who's not necessarily in front of the camera, I challenged him to like, hey, let's do this together, right? Because he is more behind the scenes, but he's very much part of the process. So I challenged him, let's do a little cameo. And I put him in and it's very playful. So those are one thing. And we'll get DMs all the time like, oh, Jerry showed up, you know? So I always like to make sure that the audience also sees him as well. So that's one. And then two, the storytelling is always going to be one thing that like was a little bit different in the sense of sharing their journey through the buying process. And then three, Oh, you know what I do often? And I know you said this earlier, was I do tag a lot of people. And the reason for that is we love to celebrate. We love to celebrate other members that are outside. It's very agnostic, right? Like we love to just celebrate other members in the industry. We like to tag different small businesses within our community. And it's so important to build that community because you just never know where that's going to take you. And it's funny because we got this often during the Rise conference. It's like, hey, like, you guys tag everyone and it just created this space where it's like a community where we want to celebrate other people. And we got that quite often during the weekend. I'm just like, yeah, life is too short. And it's like, we don't do this on our own. And it's just best to just make sure that we're able to celebrate each other.
I love it. See, you came up with more than one.
Oh, yeah. Right?
You guys have a lot of things going on. And so I want to know what's next for Jermaine, for Jerry, for the Dream Team. What are you most excited about that you guys are working on?
Oh, we are excited. We have, I don't know if I can say it yet, but we are working on some special projects right now with different teams within our brokerages. So we are going to be launching that in 2024. And we have some pretty, pretty ambitious goals. And you know, we've shared it with you, Raquel, and we are committed. And the thing about us is now that we have a team, like we are going to hit that. We are building a very heart-filled, very passionate team right now. And we are looking for individuals that carry that same heart while being able to be top producers. So we're just so excited to be able to grow and scale those agents.
Well, I definitely can attest to that. Your leadership, Jerry's leadership, like it shows because even your team members just like absolutely anyone that gets around you guys' energy, like raves about you within like seconds. So there's no doubt in my mind that that team and everything that you guys are building is going to continue to grow. So where can people connect with you?
Okay, you guys can connect with us on Instagram. We're mainly on there. So it's at Cigara and Co. And then we did start our Dream Real Estate Instagram as well. And that's dream.realestategroup. And would love for you guys to follow our journey. We have some pretty exciting members that just hopped on. And I just can't wait to have you guys see what they're all about and what we're all about. And yeah, we're just so excited.
Amazing. And as we wrap up, there's a question that I always ask every single guest on the show is what does Jermaine do to play bigger in business or in life?
You know, that is a great question. And I was thinking about that before we hopped on. But what I will say is I always lead with intention. Intention with my relationships, intention with our conversations, intention in our decisions, because you can't go wrong if you are confident in your mission and the values that you bring. In whatever life throws at you, you will always come back to that and know that you are going to be 100% authentic to you and your mission. Mm-hmm. Always leading with intention is what I do to play bigger.
Amazing. Any last minute words of advice for anyone that's listening on the show?
For entrepreneurs out there, and speaking from experience, especially for this year, if you are going through challenges this year, I will tell you that taking a step back, and I did this, is to journal and write to your future self where you want to be a year, 3, 5, 10 years from now. Because if you know where you want to be, you're able to look at that during really tough times and to know that you are taking one step at a time towards that goal. And I challenge you guys to have your vision boards in front of you, because we have it right next to us. And it's pretty crazy that when I look at it, we've been able to fulfill all of that. And invest in your professional development. 10% of our income, we prioritize in professional development. Investing in the Play Bigger Mastermind was a huge contributor to our success. And Raquel has been an amazing coach and mentor and now a friend. And we look back at this year and she is very much part of that footprint. And so Raquel, thank you so much for your continued support. And we're just so excited to grow with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I never tell them what to say on these things, but I'm so honored to be a partner and just be on your journey. I just love seeing you all grow. And I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I love all the things that you guys are up to. And I cannot wait to keep playing bigger with you, my friend.
Thank you, Raquel.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving the Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.